And to get us started this week on Culture File, the latest lockdown diary from our Comedians Isolated on a Farm in County Kilkenny correspondent Maurice Gohan. Now, the sudden ubiquity of video chat and online galas has driven Maurice to ponder in her heart why anybody would want to perform if there's no audience, and where exactly that leaves her own trade of stand-up comedy.
In this lockdown, we've become citizens of Zoom. We're Zooming morning, noon and night. Zooming with colleagues, friends and even doctors. We've become the Zoomer generation. Poor Skype is all I can say. Skype was the international sweetheart of video calling, putting in its due year after year of fuzzy connection. Then along comes coronavirus and Skype is being kicked to the curb. Zoom is the Obama of the video calling world. It came out of nowhere and it's given us hope. Now, that's not to say it's fit for every conversational purpose. Some suit better than others. But right now, we're using Zoom as the panacea to the pandemic. And it's bringing the world together. I don't do the social thing on Zoom because, in all honesty, neglecting social interactions has been a highlight of this lockdown for me. But I have checked out the entertainment section. Lady Gaga hosted a concert last week with her celebrity friends from their homes. The beauty of Zoom is that it allows us a peek into someone's life. Someone we're possibly, but probably not, interested in. And what did we learn? Paul McCartney can't really sing anymore. And Elton John has a piano in his driveway. Did he drag it out specifically for the performance, or is it always there? Will we ever find out the truth? Andrea Bocelli was another, and every mother in the world lost their goddamn mind. I watched it. I guess it was good. Honestly, I'm not great with music. I'm tone deaf, not just in my voice, but in my ears too. When I'd watch X Factor as a teenager and the judges made these faces, I couldn't tell if it was because they're really, really good or car crash awful. I really couldn't. They do the same shocked, half smiling face for both. So I'd have to take a gamble. Jedward are...
As long as you're here with me,
everybody. Good? Zooming doesn't work for things that intrinsically rely on audience feedback. Comedy shows on Zoom are one of the worst things to come from this crisis, and I'm including the virus in that. Obviously, the virus is number one, I'm not an animal, but this is a very close number two. Now, in all fairness, watching comedians perform their jokes to silence is a common audience reaction. There have been many shows I have done, judging by the audience reaction, I could have been on Zoom for. But comedy is a product of its environment. You need to hear the audience for it to be a show. Even if that sound is boos or heckles of, you're shit. Otherwise, you'd just be an actor, reciting your words in front of the camera, line for line. Actors have to be the most annoying subgroup in society, so no thank you. Beyond feedback, you also need an actual audience. Don't be Zooming a show if nobody's watching. If you perform something, you need to have someone watching. That's how the whole thing works. You need a creator, then you need a consumer. One doesn't work without the other. Otherwise, you're just shouting into the void, I matter! I matter! I've shouted that to the cows in the farm I'm currently staying at after trying out a few jokes in them. It's humiliating. They're a terrible audience, by the way. Moo and boo are too similar, so I can't tell if they're hating me or loving me. After one particularly tetchy performance, I took a carton of milk from the fridge and poured it out in front of them. I said, two can play this game, cows. If you don't respect my work, I won't respect yours. There are 200 million users on Zoom right now. None of them are cows, but that seems neither here nor there. When this is over, will all 200 million of us close our laptops and go back to in-person experience, having drinks at bars, watching comedy shows in dimly lit clubs, enjoying concerts with thousands of other sweaty people? Or will we live on in our webcam in gallery view mode, sneaking peeks at other people's homes forever?
Any takers? Sit down comedian Maurice Gohan there, and you can hear more of her lockdown diaries via the Lyrics site or on the Culture File page on SoundCloud.